Laura was in Australia. She went off to Australia on around about the 21st of November. So the letter arrived shortly after that. So it's really odd getting a letter from the Cabinet Office saying you're up for an honour, and then just having to relay that across to Laura on Skype or however we were contacting her at the time. WhatsApp, I think, was the preferred technology.
Getting this royal recognition, Adrian, it's prestigious being named on the Queen's New Year's Honours List. For the public, Laura's a sports celebrity who's being awarded this top achievement. But to Laura, what does her OBE mean to her?
I think it's just something. I think, as Brad Wiggins said with his knighthood, it's something else on the CV. It's something that you've earned, but not really earned. You know, it's everybody else really sort of doffing their cap to what you've achieved, and I think she's accepted it as that. It's just you know, it's just another thank you for her part in a good year.
Of course, your daughter's very modest. She's achieved the extraordinary. But Laura's just this very ordinary woman from Cheshunt. She doesn't like being in the spotlight. Being made an OBE is something you're asked if you'd like, and people don't have to accept it. Has this news been a big deal for Laura?
I think it is. I think it is a big deal. I mean, it's really odd. Again, just as you say, she's very ordinary, and it's nice to get the honours, but you. It's difficult to sort of digest what it all means, and yeah, just it was just very, there was no doubt that she was ever going to not accept it. You know, there were questions. Well, you know, what's it all about?
And talk to us about the Olympic legacy. It's months on now from the London 2012 Games. We've seen the Olympic spirit live on for the months after the 2 weeks of events. Does naming Olympic champions in the honours list help to highlight the need for the Olympic legacy to be carried? And how much does that rely on the athletes themselves, the government and others?
I think all the athletes will continue to play that role. Just having the tag of being a 2012 medalist. I think it's more important this year than previous Olympics, and that's, you know, not being disrespectful to previous medalists, but because it was in the UK, it has had a much bigger effect. I think the athletes will, you know, continue to do their bit to inspire the youngsters. We've seen what's happened, but we really do need government at all levels to support it and continue this drive, because it'll have so much such a positive for the country as a whole on all levels, in education, fitness, health, and, you know, the long-term benefits will far exceed the sporting achievement.